On this episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and Ian, that's me, I'm Ian, we talk about the Thursday night football game against the Chargers and the Raiders. I picked the Chargers winning. Just saying, people are saying that I am losing my touch. Fuck you guys. I'm not losing my touch at all. Afterwards, we preview all of the Week 15 games, and Andy and I make a couple bets live on air. You're not going to want to miss this episode. We even wrap up with Pokemon talk. Yes, Pokemon. I am a Pokemon card trader now. I buy and sell cards. It's fun, and it's going to be worth a lot of money someday. So, oh God, let's get into it. 3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian
Peacock. And I am Andy Heidemann, and I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3T Sports.
And Sensodyne Toothpaste.
That's
it's
not
good,
true.
It's good for your gums. It's good for your enamel. And it's just good for your mouth.
It tastes great.
And yep, peppermint flavor and the new chocolate flavor, Sensodyne. Sensodyne.
Have
your,
you ever
your
seen
freshest.
Chocolate toothpaste?
I'm sure it exists. Actually, yeah, our sponsor is Sensodyne. Of course, I've seen it. Why else would I be advertising a product I've never seen?
That'd be crazy.
Or used before. I've done both. I've done my due diligence. I wouldn't push a product to our listeners if I didn't know it's legit. This bit is going on for way too long. So let's talk about football.
The Chargers play the Raiders.
Yes, we are recording this before the Thursday night game, like we always do on Thursdays. And what's the spread, Andrew? What are we looking at? What's the line?
Well, we're looking at a 3.5 point favor for the Raiders. The over-under is 52. I know we don't normally talk it, but, you know, it's just...
That's big. I'd say over 51 is worth talking about.
And I'm actually kind of excited for this game just because the Chargers are probably not... I don't think the Chargers can even make the playoffs.
They cannot.
The Raiders can. And the Chargers could beat the Raiders here. Divisional game.
I would love that. I would love that because...
I know you would.
I'm no longer in any of my fantasy leagues. My fantasy's done. I fucked away. I won the first playoff game in the league that I should have won. In the league that I was basically first place, I won the first playoff game and lost in the second round. Fuck me. In the shotgun league, the league where I barely made the playoffs... I lost by 2 points because of a lot of reasons, but mostly because of Jarvis Landry.
Right now, my fantasy journey is I'm only, of all my leagues, my five leagues, I'm only in the playoffs still in one. I'm in the semis right now.
Is that our dynasty?
That's our dynasty league.
No one cares, Andrew.
Here's the thing. If I don't win this will be the first year in 3 years I will not won a champion, that I will have not won a single fantasy championship.
We get it. You love fantasy. Fantasy is your wife. Fantasy is your life. We get it.
You know
it.
What else is my life?
Football.
The 10-team parlay.
Yes.
Which is also football. I would like
all
to tell
of these,
the people
by the
here,
way, all of these are just extensions of football. Fantasy football, 10-game
ball
parlay.
Ball is life.
Ball is life. Okay, you can go now.
Okay, well, here, I just wanted to tell the people of the weeks that I have broadcast my 10-team parlay and advertised it and put it out into the world, my record has been 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10, 5 out of 10, 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10, 8 out of 10, which leads to 48 out of 70 correct picks, which is 68.57% record. That's not that great. I think it's okay. I definitely think it could be better.
How much money have you won?
I have won zero. but I have lost 5, 10, 15, 25, 30, $40.
Okay. But
it's about to be 45, baby. because we're 9 out of 10 this week.
9 out of 10. That one 9 out of 10 is something to brag about.
Well, there's technically two 9 out of 10s, but
nope,
again,
the first
I
one
didn't
wasn't
bet
placed.
It, so.
The first one was not placed.
But it
doesn't
was
count.
Talked about on the podcast.
Yeah, it just wasn't placed because you're an idiot.
I know. That would help my percentage by quite a bit here.
Yes, it would. I would love for, going back to the Thursday night game, I would love for the Chargers to play spoiler. The Ravens, I don't think, are threatened by the Raiders. They're still below us in the hunt category. We really need to focus on the Dolphins at the moment, and the Dolphins have quite the remaining 3 weeks. They have the Patriots, right. They have the Bills, and they have the Raiders. So actually, I'll be rooting for the Raiders.
Do you think they lose all three of those games?
No, I don't think they lose all three. I think they lose one, and that's all we need. We just need
right.
one.
You really think they just lose the one, though?
I don't care if they lose
no,
one,
no,
if they
I'm,
lose
I'm,
two,
I'm,
if
I'm
they lose
I'm just curious, because this is like this is more of a question, like, what do you think of the Dolphins just in general? Because I hear that those three teams, I really do think they can beat the Patriots. I think they might.
I think so. Yeah, I think they can
and
beat.
They could definitely beat the Raiders.
I think they could beat all three of these teams. However, I don't think they can
you
beat
don't think they will.
All three. Yeah, like, I think they can beat in an individual matchup. The Dolphins could beat any of those three teams. However, to do those three teams back to back to back, I don't think they can do. I don't think they can sure. win out with the rest of their schedule, which is good for the Ravens because the Ravens have a very easy remaining schedule. If we just win out and let the chips fall where they lie or whatever the fuck let the chips fall on the ground and piss on them and you shit on the chips and then you mix them all up and then you give them to your friend and then you say, cash these out for me. That's what we're going to do. That's the Ravens game plan.
We almost bet on I almost took a bet with you that the Dolphins would win all three of their next games.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready for it.
No, because you wouldn't give me the odds I wanted.
Yeah, that's right. You wanted fucking 10-1 or something.
No, I wanted 4-1. I wanted 4-1.
Too much. okay, let's actually talk about this Thursday night game, though, because I think I'm going to take the Chargers.
I am going to take the Raiders, but I think Darren Waller eats. I think that
if Darren Waller eats, I'm going to be so mad. If Darren Waller eats, is Josh Jacobs playing?
Yeah, he is.
If Josh Jacobs or Darren Waller eat, I'm going to be so mad because...
I need Waller to eat so bad. I need Waller to get me a 50 burger.
I had them both in fantasy, and they just didn't do what I needed them to do last week. So if this is the week that they're going to fucking go off, I'm going to be mad.
Waller had an okay game last week.
Yeah, he did all right. He did all right. Most of the time about Josh Jacobs.
Sure, yeah. So Eckler obviously is playing for the Chargers. He's back. He's healthy. And there was speculation that Williams and Keenan Allen were both going to be out tonight, but they are both in. Limited snap count, they said, but they're both playing. So that, I mean, they've got a full roster, I think, over there in L.A. So it should be a good game.
In L.A.
I'm excited to see Herbert.
L.A.
But...
L.A. Mm-hmm. Chargers. For some reason, my brain did a fucking... I still view the Chargers as San Diego, so when you say L.A., I only think of the Rams, which is silly, but it's true. And they're both playing in that really fucking nice SoFi stadium, so...
Yeah, no, that's true. That stadium's fucking nice.
Anyway, I have the Chargers. I think Justin Herbert is due for a game. I feel like he's been in kind of a valley, and I need him to be on a hill. I need him to be in a mountain right now. Okay, hills and valleys, hills and valleys.
I'd be willing to bet that the Chargers mismanaged the game clock at some point this game.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they will.
Like, horrendously.
And I'm sure Justin Herbert will throw a pick. And I'm sure... Look, the Raiders almost lost to the Jets. They're in the hunt. This game's super important for them, which would be hilarious if they lose to the Chargers. Justin Herbert has nothing to lose for this game. The whole Chargers team hasn't been playing well recently. They need a win, and I want them to play spoiler. I'm hammering the Chargers. I'm hammering them.
Have the Raiders made a playoff game, like made the playoffs since Gruden has been head coach?
I don't think so. However, I don't know. So well, okay. I don't even know why I answered
they
first.
Paid him, They paid him $100 million to coach for 10 years. If he doesn't win a Super Bowl, is that like one of the biggest coaching, one of the biggest money wastes ever?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say so. Winning a Super Bowl,
it's hard.
It's very hard. So I wouldn't, listen, I wouldn't say it is a complete bust if they don't have a Super Bowl in the 10 years that Gruden is the coach. However, it's something just to make the playoffs. It's something to get to the AFC Championship. Okay.
Right.
These things actually do matter. Remember when the Jags went to the AFC Championship?
Yeah.
With Blake Bortles? Like people, those
Blake
kinds of games.
The snake.
Yes. Those things swim in people's brains and they stay in people's brains. So if Gruden just can consistently make the playoffs as the head coach, that I don't think is a bust. I really don't, because you just need to make it to the playoffs, and then it's sometimes a crapshoot. You know, it's almost like fantasy football, right? So you can't get too mad if they don't win a Super Bowl. I mean, this is like the right end goal for everybody's career, and to even put a price tag like $100 million equals a Super Bowl ring, just it's not. A Super Bowl is priceless to a franchise, okay? But if you can say, hey, get us on the map, get us consistently in the playoffs, let us go far in the playoffs, let's make a couple AFC championships. If he doesn't make an AFC championship in the 10 years, then yes, I think it's a waste of $100 million.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was just curious because I like Gruden. I think he is a good coach. I think he got kind of screwed several times, you know, like he can't control anything with the Khalil Mack thing, and he's like, the front office isn't going to pay him. He's not going to show up to play. Like, we have to trade him.
Right.
You know, and then same thing with Amari Cooper. He's like, you know, I like Amari Cooper. I think he's got good talent, but he gets hurt and the front office doesn't want to pay him. So he wants to go. So they trade him. You know, he's building something still. Josh Jacobs, great draft pick for them. They've had really great defensive picks. Like, I think Abrams, their safety is great. I like their defensive end that they got 2 years ago. I think that they are on the upswing, and this season's going to be like that pivot point for them.
Sure, sure. I like Henry Ruggs. He's a deep ball threat.
He's actually, did you see he went to IR though?
No, I didn't, no.
Yeah, he just went to IR with some sort of injury. It's COVID IR season, so I mean, it's still only 3 weeks, but I mean, if they make the playoffs, he should be back, but.
Okay, I don't think they'll make the playoffs.
I just placed a bet, by the way.
Okay, tell me about it.
So DraftKings has a promotion where you can bet on the first person to score a touchdown in the game. I bet on Darren Waller at +700. But their promotion is that if you don't get it right, but the player still scores in the game, you'll get your money back.
Yep. I honestly don't even consider it a promotion at this point because they do it every single week.
They do it every single week.
So I hope they just keep that feature because it's an awesome feature. But yeah, I think that's a good, I think that's a great bet. +700, that's a value odds. Even if you don't get it, the odds of Darren Waller scoring in this game are very high. He didn't score last week. So I like that bet.
Let me see. I want to see how often has he scored a touchdown. He has scored a touchdown in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. So, I mean, like, and it looks like it's almost every other week. And he didn't score last week, so he is bound to score this week.
Odds are he scores this week. Yep, exactly. That's how betting works. And if you can just, if you can just find those patterns, you will win money every single time. Guaranteed.
That's
okay. Let's do our picks.
I'm going first.
Okay, you go first.
All right, I got Raiders 28, Chargers 22.
Quick math, that means you have the under.
Yep.
You like that? You're gonna take the under? That. Yeah, mm-hmm. that over under is pretty high at 52. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say Chargers 33.
Okay.
Raiders 24. I don't even know how that's going to happen, but
who cares? In fact, it's good football.
That might even be the same score that I gave our last score prediction. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Chargers 33.
Because our last prediction, you sniped we both had the Patriots at 24.
That's true. I do remember using the 24. That's why when I say Raiders 24, it automatically snaps me back to our last prediction. But I just realized that means I have the over. So I guess I have the over. So <Sweet. laughs> Chargers 33, Raiders 24. I'm the best at this.
All right. So I think that's whoosh.
Whoosh. All right, Andrew. What'd you think? What'd you think of the game?
Marcus Mariota is back?
Dude, someone tell Marcus Mariota that he is not washed up anymore because he looked great.
He missed a couple of deep balls, I thought. But other than that, I mean, that's to be expected. Right? You haven't started an NFL game in a long time. But
backup, I thought he looked good. Yeah, backup quarterback, like, standards, he looked great. The first drive was fucking electric, dude. He came in there and he was all fucking guns blazing.
It was like Lamar coming out of the bathroom.
Yeah, dude. He faked handoffs, ran it himself, had some nice passes to Waller, who scored a touchdown.
Waller balled out.
Yeah, can I say how happy I am that both Waller and Josh Jacobs balled out the week that I'm out of the playoffs and in the loser bracket? They both got over 20 points. I'm pretty sure Waller got like 30 points. And that means jack shit to me because I lost my playoffs. I lost in the playoffs by 2 points last week.
It's really good for me, though, because I have Waller in my current playoffs.
Yeah, good for you, man. 30 points.
Yeah, thank you.
30 points.
That's good because the other guy has Kelsey. So,
Oh yeah.
I needed Waller to even that out.
I'm drinking a root beer, not an alcoholic beverage.
So you're not going to make any bets with me today?
I mean, I can definitely make a bet with you sober. In fact, sometimes that Vikings bet last week was fucking terrible. That Vikings bet was so bad. I don't know why.
Did you notice in this game that in the fourth quarter, the Raiders were doing this weird shift where they would shift three people to the right like immediately, and then they would run that option play? They did it like four fucking times in that final drive.
Yeah. Let's talk about...
But it was the exact same play, which, I mean, like, they couldn't stop, but still, it was interesting.
Let's talk about that that final... Well, let's talk about overtime first off because... Actually, let's take a step back, Andrew. Let's take a step back and
let's talk about the coin flip
and talk about our predictions, who was right and who was wrong. I predicted the Chargers were going to win.
You did?
33-24.
Mm-hmm.
The score was
30-27. You're off by a total of 6 points.
But I correctly,
the winning team.
I correctly predicted the upset. Not just the winning team, the upset.
Which, no, whatever.
Those are bonus points.
Whatever.
No.
Upset. No, upset's the Jets winning. Upset is the Denver Broncos winning almost any game. The Chargers are on the up and up.
They're not.
Are you talking about? They have their franchise quarterback. They have offensive pieces. Their worst bit is their coaching is atrocious.
They were not on the up and up. They got blown out by the Patriots. I'm pretty sure this is their first win in like 3 weeks. I don't know.
Are you telling me that next year that the Chargers are going to have the same exact kind of record, like 5-win season, something like that?
No, but
they're on the up and up.
I'm taking your up and up and applying it to the past 3 weeks of the season, not in the grand scheme of things in the franchise, which is a little silly. But
it is silly.
No. I'm saying you doing that for the whole franchise. So, listen, anyway, I was right. Plus 3.5 underdogs.
That's an upset. Yeah, in that aspect, yeah.
That's an upset.
Okay.
I was right.
What was my prediction? Do you remember my prediction?
It was wrong. It was a wrong prediction. You had the Raiders.
Yeah, it was probably as wrong as yours.
But. Wait, no, it wasn't because you had the Raiders winning and...
Of course I had the Raiders winning.
And you had the under. You had the under, if I recall.
Have the under.
I had the over.
I think I had the under by like a point. It was very close.
It was close, but it doesn't matter. I think you said 28-22. Does that sound right?
That does sound right.
28-22, you had the Raiders. I had 33-24, and again, that over hit. So.
Yes.
So go me. And guess what? Now I just thought about it. The over, I had 57 combined points, and the score was 57. 33 plus 24.
You're like a guru.
33. Well, this is kind of impressive. I don't understand why you're not giving me props. I deserve props. If 33 plus 24 equals 57. And I had the Chargers winning.
When you're realizing it on the spot, it's not nearly as impressive as when you call it. Just so that you, just so we're both clear.
I don't care. I'm drinking a root beer in celebration.
You're drunk.
Drunk off root beer. Yeah. There's a lot. Jesus Christ, 51 grams of sugar in this.
Yeah, you're going to die.
That is too much. That's too much.
Herbert, though, Herbert looked good. 22 completions, 314 yards, rushed for a touchdown, threw two himself, no interceptions. Like, Herbert is their franchise guy. He is definitely going to take them to the playoffs in the near future.
Yes, and let's talk about Derek Carr. He got hurt.
He did, yeah, and that, you know, it looked kind of bad, honestly, because like, he was going to throw on that run, and he like pulled up from the throw and ran out of bounds. Like, he looked like it hurt real fucking bad.
Groins, dude. You got to watch out for the groins. Yeah. They will
now,
fuck
like
you.
We talked about, Mariota is probably one of the most capable backups in the entire league, like in the sense of like, I mean, if you had Mariota, you have Winston, you've got, you know what I mean?
You've
got
have Trace McSorley.
Yeah, of course, naturally.
You've got, well, these guys, okay, who have started games. You have RG3. Games. How about that? You have RG3. Sure. RG3 and Trace McSorley combined almost beat the Steelers. So
yeah.
That's, sure. I'm going to bring it always back to the Ravens.
They almost beat the Steelers.
I'll always bring it back to the Ravens. Whatever you're talking about, I will find some way, somehow, to bring it back to the Ravens.
But anyway, the Raiders...
I'm just laughing at me just destroying your train of thought.
I'm over it. The Raiders lose. The Chargers win 30-27.
What are you over? Are you over the game? Are you over this podcast?
I'm over you, baby. I'm just over you. I'm done with you. Let's talk about the fucking Bills and the Broncos. How about that?
Yes. Yes, let's do that.
Bills, 6-point favorites. Hammer it. The Broncos are bad.
Wait. The Bills are 6-point favorites against the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
When is this game being played?
Saturday, baby.
Okay, we have Saturday games. We have 3:30 and 7:15 Central Time. We're in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take the Bills -6. Why not? I mean, no. I changed my mind. I'm taking the Broncos +6. And let me tell you why. No, I'll tell you why. This is serious, Ian. I'm always serious, but this is even more serious. Root beer in my hand, serious. Drew Lock is one of the most inconsistent quarterbacks in the NFL. But when he plays well, he plays fucking well. Last week, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. I don't know what it is, and it's at Denver. It's at Mile High Stadium.
It's the curse of horse cock lock. That's just what it is.
sure. Whatever you want to call it. I think I'm not saying the Broncos are going to win, because I don't.
Sure.
But
I mean, 6 points is a fair amount of points.
It is a fair amount of points. And I can see.
Do you want to bet me on this game?
No, I do not.
I have a couple games I want to bet you on this week, and I'll go fivers on all of them.
Okay, yeah. This isn't one, though. I don't think this is one.
You won't take this one? I'll take the Bills spread, but if you're not in.
Well, see, I'm looking real quick on the rest of the slate. Okay.
We can always come back to it.
Okay, let's come back to it if we can't find it.
We'll circle back.
We'll circle the wagon.
Damn it, that was perfect. I should have said that. And if you heard that, folks, I just slapped the shit on my desk because I was upset. All right, then we got Panthers, Packers. Rest in peace, Panthers. There's no way we win this game, especially without Christian McCaffrey, who will not play. We get DJ Moore back.
Have you heard... What's the spread on this, by the way?
Fucking Packers are 8.5-point favorites.
Okay. Have you heard the theory that, coming from Vikings fans, this isn't my forte, but we're friends with Vikings fans. We know Vikings
friends,
fans.
Loosely.
Yes, loosely. We know Vikings fans listen to this podcast. I've heard from Vikings fans that it is beneficial for the Packers to beat the Panthers. In fact, it's beneficial to root for the Packers the rest of the season if you're a Vikings fan.
It is. And I believe the reason being is because, excuse me, you don't need any slippage in the division, which I don't think, even if the Packers lose out, though, would they 10-6? I don't know if any of those other, I don't, oh, maybe.
It's to get the Bears have? It's to get the number one seed. That's why.
That's why. Okay.
Because I'm trying to run the math here. I'm like, I don't think anyone could catch them, even if somebody in their division wins out and the Packers lose out. So, I mean.
No, it's for the Packers to get the number one bye. I don't know why.
Because then they don't have to play them?
I don't fucking know. To be honest, I'll say where I heard this from. I heard it from Reddit. I heard it a lot from Reddit.
I heard it from Reddit. Very reliable.
I'm actually in the Minnesota Vikings subreddit, as well as a lot of other NFL team subreddits. Think of it. Because I push our podcast into these subreddits sometimes and B3T Sports. And so I kind of get to peek in and peek out of these subreddits. There was serious traction from Vikings fans in the Minnesota Vikings subreddit rooting for the Packers this weekend because it somehow helps them in the playoffs. I don't understand.
Yeah, let me tell you something. They all have frostbite. They don't know what they're talking about.
Don't
so I would
root
take
for
that
your arch rival. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
I mean, no. Oh, here's the deal. You are allowed to if it helps you get into the playoffs. That's allowed because that's like sacrificing. You don't want to like go down with the ship like that.
Maybe.
You know I mean?
It's if, like, maybe.
No.
Well, listen.
If the Steelers winning the rest of their games guaranteed you to get in the playoffs for the Ravens, you know what you'd say? Please God, let them win the rest of the games.
If we were solely dependent on the Steelers,
then
I'd be. But here's the thing. Then all the Steelers fans are going to be
like it, but.
I know, but I feel like a whore because
well, you are a whore
because
I don't know.
You're sucking. I feel you're like sucking a whore. All the Steeler fan dick and being like, please help us get into the playoffs. We can't get into
shoving
the playoffs
with a terrible towel right in your mouth.
We can't get into that's a terrible image. We can't get into the playoffs without you. Please help us. Pretty please. And the Steelers fans are like, yeah, once you're done sucking me off and swallowing, we'll think about it. No. Fuck it. I'm not. Yeah. No.
I hated it. Last time we played in Lambeau,
there are other ways.
Was not a fun
I am
experience.
Not
it was
going
snowing.
To
we
beg
won that game.
Or
we
were... suck or steal. I don't care. This anything with the Steelers. I'm not rooting for them. Fuck the Steelers.
What is happening?
What do you mean, what is happening? I'm going
nothing.
On a rant.
I thought we were past this.
No, we're
I
not.
Thought we were past this.
We're not past this. Fuck the Steelers.
I'm taking the pack. I'm taking the oh, fucking. A. I'm gonna take the Panthers at 8.5. I think to cover. That's a lot of points.
That is a lot of points. And you said Curtis Samuel's back.
No, DJ Moore's back.
Oh yeah, DJ Moore.
Also, I mean the Packers and Lions game was close, and I think the Panthers are better than the Lions, right? I mean, it's close.
Divisional.
I'm not like that's
it's divisional. It's, remember divisional.
Yeah, that was divisional. Yeah, you're right.
Whole different ball game when you got divisional rivals.
Yeah, I'll take Panthers to cover 8.5, and I'll probably hate myself for it, but whatever.
I'm going to take the Packers. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be. I get it. It ain't our year.
Damn, dude, 51 grams of sugar in this root beer. It's making my mouth down. It's making my mouth feel weird. Not in
dude,
a good
maybe
way.
Maybe you'll bet some more.
No, not in a good way. It's like I feel like it's dissolving my teeth. Okay. Those are the Saturday games.
Niners, Cowboys. Yeah, and then we got the Sunday games.
Sunday. Yes.
Niners, Cowboys. We got Cowboys are the underdog. We got Niners leading with the 3 points.
Hammer the 49ers. Hammer the 49ers. I don't care. Listen,
in Dallas.
I don't care.
I'm going to take the Cowboys, and I bet you $5 on this one.
Okay. I will bet you $5 on this one.
Deal.
For sure. Handshake over the mic.
Handshake. Wait, no, look at your microphone.
Wait. Is this a straight up bet or is this a...
No, I'm taking the spread.
Oh, well, we don't even know what the spread is.
It's 3. I told you that. You got to start listening to me, man.
I mean, maybe. But, because I just had the 49ers winning, not covering.
I mean,
but
no, I'm taking the Cowboys at +3.
You won't do straight up.
I won't do straight up.
Even if I call you a little bitch ass pussy.
You wouldn't dare.
Maybe if I had some more liquid courage in my system.
Yeah,
root beer.
A Subway fucking steak sandwich.
Yeah, dude, I was feeling it last week. This is just straight sugar high. Okay, I'll take
the... You'll take the Niners
take,
at -3?
Yeah, I'll take the Niners at -3.
Hell yeah.
I think the 49ers will win. I'm more confident that they'll win. Obviously, that's how betting works. But I just see the Cowboys losing this game. This seems like hey, we're still in it. We're like Cowboys fans, even though they're having such a terrible season and they lost Dak and they're 4-9,
right.
They still somehow have this hope of making the playoffs because they're in the worst division.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, like, if you look at Washington's leading, and that's the next game we'll talk about, Washington versus the Seahawks. Washington's not going to win that game, right?
I don't know, dude. I honestly,
I don't know either. I think the Seahawks are.
I don't know.
Seahawks are in trouble.
Is Dwayne Haskins the quarterback or is Alex Smith?
I don't think it's been announced yet. Alex Smith, I don't think is practiced, but he's one of those veterans that I think Ron Rivera said that like he doesn't need practice to play. He just needs to be healthy to play.
Okay, well, let's get into this game. What's the spread?
Well, the spread's only 6 points. Seahawks are obviously favored. The over-under is fairly low, 44.5. I mean, for what
that's
you expect.
That's not low. Like that's the middle of the road.
I think it's low for when you look at what the Seahawks have done over the course of the like over the course of the season. They've slowed down, but man, they were scoring a shit ton at the first half.
The Washington football team though has a great defense.
They do have a great defense, and honestly, and the Seahawks lost to the Giants.
Yes, I remember.
So does that mean that this division's good?
No, it doesn't. It means they got a lucky fucking win, but and it also means the
Seahawks
are
still
frauds.
9-4. I feel like the Seahawks are a bad 9-4 team. Am I wrong in saying that?
Yeah, they're a bad 9-4 team. I'm looking at the rest of the league and looking at another 9-4 team. Titans are 9-4. The Colts are 9-4. They're both better teams than the Seahawks. So
I think they might be too.
Yeah.
The Seahawks have burned me so many times this year, like betting on the Seahawks. Like they have hurt me a lot. And I don't know if I can forgive them. I will take them at -6, but if they can't cover the -6 here, I will hurt somebody, probably on their team.
I'm definitely taking the Washington football team +6.
Think so?
Yeah, and we can circle back to this if we can't figure out some more bets. I think I could. I'd spend $20. I'm feeling a little,
let's do it.
Loosey and goosey tonight. So if we can't think of three more bets, we'll circle back to the Bills and we'll circle back to the Seahawks.
Okay, sounds good. So Bears Vikings next up on the list. The Vikings are 3-point favorites.
I'm hammering the Vikings, dude.
I have to hit the Bears on this. I have to take the Bears.
The Bears are hysterical. Now
they're clowns.
They
buffoons even.
Give them credit. They destroyed the Texans last week. They absolutely murked.
Trubisky looked competent.
Yes, he looked. I mean, he looked good. He looked good against a quarterback that everyone talks about. The Bears taking. Instead of Deshaun Watson,
Right.
So, I mean, he won that battle. Now, he's not going to win the war, but he won that battle. I'm taking the Vikings. The Bears do not have two back-to-back wins. They don't have it in their system.
I think the Vikings have just looked not as good as they should. I mean, they've got Dalvin, but I'm really curious to see how Dalvin, puts up against this fucking Chicago defense because it's a great defense. Like, that hasn't changed, but... I think I'm going to have to give it to the Bears. The Bears are fighting for their lives. They're fighting for their dignity. You can't start 5-1 and then miss the playoffs.
Do you think that the Bears will win, or do you think they'll cover?
I think the Bears win.
Okay, because I want to bet you on that.
I don't know if I'd bet that. I will bet spread, but I don't know if I'd bet.
Well, is it three?
I'd bet the win. It's three.
Yeah, I see it being close. Obviously, divisional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll circle back.
we'll just keep circling back. So Patriots at Dolphins. Okay.
This one's interesting.
I am 100% rooting against the Dolphins in the next 3 weeks. I'm sorry. It's nothing personal. It's purely Ravens to get into the playoffs. The Dolphins currently have that last wild card spot, the coveted third spot in the AFC. I need the Dolphins. We have the same record, so I guess it. I don't know why.
You guys are just as good as each other.
Yes, but for some reason they get. Well, I don't know why. Why do they get the spot and the Ravens don't? AFC, record.
We talked about AFC this. Record? Yeah. It goes. It's like your actual record. Obviously, both 8-5. So, and then it goes and it checks your. I think it checks your wins against teams that you both have played. Your record against teams that you both played.
Okay.
And then I think it goes into you're right. It's just your record against AFC teams, and then it goes into teams that you have both played. It takes your win percentage from that. So
for whatever reason, the Dolphins have that last spot as it currently stands. So that's why we need them to lose, because I have no doubt in my mind the Ravens are going to win out the next three games. We're playing.
No, you got the Jaguars.
The Jaguars, the Jets, and the Giants. Oh, my.
The Giants are scary. That's all I'm saying.
The Daniel Giants, Jones, okay, the Giants
woke up feeling danger.
The Giants could be scary. They beat the Seahawks, but we'll talk about that game when we get there.
Sure. Okay, so here's the Dolphins, Patriots. The Dolphins are 1-point favorite. I mean, it's very close.
Taking the 41 Patriots.
41.5-point over-under. I'm going to take the Patriots, too. I don't think Bill Belichick loses to the Dolphins. Although, he's lost to the Dolphins in Miami, I think, the last 2 years.
Yeah, I know, but which is a perfect reason to win this time.
I don't know. Cam looked awful last week. He looked atrocious.
But the Dolphins didn't look great last week. They played the Chiefs. I get it.
They played the Chiefs, and I thought they looked – I mean, they had 3 picks on Pat Mahomes.
The defense looked great. And Tua played well. Their defense looked great. Did he? Did Tua play well?
He threw for 300 yards.
All right. I'm not going to debate you on that because, honestly, my memory's fading on that game. But
I also like Tua, but I'm gonna take the Pats, but I'm not going to like it.
I'm taking the Pats, and I'm going to like it because I'm going to be rooting for them. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. I don't know what that means in the context of the situation because the Dolphins really aren't our enemy, but they're just a necessary piece that has to fall for us to achieve our dream and make the playoffs.
Okay. So next up, that's now we're talking about Jags versus Ravens. It's in Baltimore.
At the bank.
It is Baltimore's favorite.
Outside the bank.
12.5 points.
Meet me outside the bank.
R-A-V-E.
Ravens.
Takes his fucking shirt off.
Okay, so you said 12.5 points,
dude.
Mm.
I'm going to take the Jags to cover.
Yeah, why not?
I have to.
Yeah, no, it's a huge.
I have to.
Yeah, I'm taking the Jags too to cover. The Ravens barely won that game against the Browns. Very hard fought, but our defense looked terrible. Our defense looks.
I don't. You say that. I think your defense still isn't bad. I think the Browns are a good team. I think people are thinking they're okay and they're getting lucky, but I think they're a good team. I think they have a lot of offensive firepower.
They are
firepower.
A good team. And me saying that is just me being critical on the Ravens. It has nothing to do with the Browns. But if you looked at the second half of that game, our secondary was just all over the place. And
sure.
For the Browns to score as quick as they did. In 40 seconds? Yeah, in 40 seconds? We can't be having that. I mean, it actually worked out in our favor because we had enough time to then march down the field with the best kicker alive and kick a 55-yard winner. But still, you can't be letting a team march the entire length.
You can't let Baker Mayfield feel dangerous. You just can't let it happen.
No, you can't. So,
I love that dude, by the way. That dude has swagger. I like Baker.
I like him too. And I like his commercials. They're funny.
I think he's found his rhythm in the NFL. And I think that he can I think he's going to find that he can maybe find himself in a Matthew Stafford situation. Like career wise, that might not be great. But I mean, he's going to probably put up good numbers for a lot of his career. And everyone's going to go, he's a gunslinger. He's like a Brett Favre type, you know.
Speaking of Matthew Stafford, you owe me money.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So let's get back to the Jags, Ravens. I'm going to take the Jags just because 12.5 is such a huge spread.
Dude, also, the Jags are 1-12. Do you know the team that they beat this year?
No, I don't. The Jets?
It was the Colts.
Wow. For real?
I know. It was like week 1 or 2, something like that. But I could not believe it. Because this is when I was like, oh, fuck, are the Colts not for real? Because I really like the Colts. If I had to pick a secondary team to like, I watch almost every Colts game.
I am taking the Ravens to cover, -12.5.
I'm going to take the Jags.
I feel like I did this exact same thing against the Cowboys. And I was like, oh, they're 8.5, 9-point favorites. Oh, that's so much. I'm going to take the Cowboys to cover. The Ravens will win. And then at the last second, I was like, no, fuck that. The Ravens are going to kill the Cowboys. And we ended up smoking them by like 17 points or something. We easily covered the
honestly
spread. So I'm doing the exact same thing.
Before I bet on this game, all I need to know is, are you going to watch it in your bedroom?
Absolutely. 100%. Hammer
the Ravens.
Yep. All Ravens games. Now here's the thing, Andrew. I will be going.
Oh, no.
I will be going to Baltimore for Christmas. So I obviously cannot watch the Ravens games in my Chicago bedroom while
not technically true. Set up the little dog cam.
Ooh, the Furbo.
Yep, set that up, and then you can just have it on and watch from your phone. It's kind of like you're there.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, but the good news is that I'll be safe in my own city, right? I'll actually be in Baltimore. Or no one can
hurt you.
Yeah, I can't die when I'm in Baltimore because
that's not possible.
Because I was born in Baltimore. So honestly, it's actually a better thing. It goes watching Baltimore Ravens games in Baltimore, watching Baltimore Ravens games in my Chicago bedroom, and then anywhere else.
I was born in Kansas. Do you think I can hop on that bandwagon and just ride that out the rest of my life?
How close were you to Kansas City?
That's a good fucking question. I was born in Wichita. I don't know how close Wichita is to Kansas City.
They have a good basketball team, right?
Wichita State.
Yeah, they had the Shockers or something.
Yeah.
I feel like I always see them in the tournament, the Big Dance.
I don't care about college basketball. Okay. I know, it's a sin. Everyone hates me for it. That's fine. Hey, Bucks, Falcons.
Bucks are 6-point favorites. Just real quick, hammer the Ravens -12.5.
Okay, Bucks, Falcons. Bucks are 6-point favorites. It's at Atlanta. I'm gonna take the Bucks to win.
I'm not taking them to cover though.
I don't think I am either. Dude, I'm not touching it.
I don't know what's up with them. Like, they have such good pieces. They're
not on the same page offensively.
No, it's, and I don't even know what to really liken it to. Maybe the Rockets in the NBA. I don't know, because you have really good.
Actually, yeah.
You have really good players.
I think that's a good comparison.
Thank you. You have really good players, but you don't have that chemistry, you know? And everyone, like, you're looking at the roster and you're looking at the team and you're like, you guys.
On paper, this should be stacked.
Yes. But for some reason, it's not meshing.
This will be interesting. Ronald Jones just got a pin out of his finger, or a pin in his finger, one of the two. He had like a surgery on his hand. Like, he's not playing this week, so it's going to be Fournette.
There's a pin involved.
Fournette hasn't looked. Yeah, there's a pin involved. And I don't know. Todd Gurley is deceased. I don't know what the fuck's happening to him. Or at least for all intensive football purposes, he might as well be. Julio didn't play last week. I don't know if he's going to play this week. They haven't said. Matt Ryan threw like 3 fucking picks last week. Bucks are going to win. Falcons are bad, but
I'm not touching it.
It's going to probably not be pretty.
Yep. I think we're both smart not touching this game.
Okay. Lions, Titans. Titans are 11-point favorites. Now, the reason that this is so big is because Matthew Stafford is banged up and they're not sure if he's going to play.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
If Matthew Stafford is playing, I'm going to hammer the Lions to cover 11 points.
Yes, that's a perfect thing. So, I mean, you basically have to beat DraftKings to the punch. You have to beat the sportsbook to the punch. You have to be constantly refreshing your phone, you know, seeing, like, looking at Shefty tweets, looking at Ian Rappaport on Twitter, and just being like,
playing black screen smiley faces.
Fuck your fantasy teams. Fuck you, Josh Jacobs. And then he puts up fucking 10 points. Fuck you. I mean, it's not bad.
He did that on purpose. We all know that.
Okay, so I'm right there with you. If Matthew Stafford plays, definitely take the Lions +11. That's just such a huge spread. Mm-hmm. But who's their backup?
Chase Daniel.
Yeah, I'm hammering the Titans. The Titans at Daniels plays.
I agree with that. Okay, excuse me. Texans-Colts. Colts are 7.5-point favorites. I think that's a little big. But if a gun was to my head, I would still take the Colts to cover it. I think the Colts have definitely found their stride in the last couple weeks. They scored 44 fucking points last week.
T.Y. Hilton's back.
T.Y. Hilton's back. They're giving the ball to Jonathan Taylor like 20 carries in the last two games.
He's looked great. He has looked great.
He looks exactly like he did in college, which is what I was hoping. Like, when the Colts have an awesome offensive line. They just have to use him like they're using him. Fucking brain blast. So, I don't know. He had 150 yards last week.
I know, touchdowns. I know. I played against him in fantasy. Fuck that guy. So
I love him. I think he's such a. I think he could very much be a Zeke type.
I think this is a trap game because the Texans got their asses blasted by the Bears last week, and so they're giving the Colts a huge spread. I just don't think the Colts are that good to hold off the Texans. I think the Texans will cover +7.5.
Okay. This is not one I would bet because I could definitely see. I'm on the fence about the spread here. Colts definitely win it, though.
I think so, yeah. But I'm not rooting for them. I'm rooting for the Texans because I'll tell you why. Because
you need as little a gap as possible.
Little gap as possible. We've already beaten the Colts. So.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So
that was a close game, if I recall, was it not? I don't remember how that game actually ended.
The first half was close. The second half was not. But if they're one game ahead of us and then they lose, and so then the Ravens and the Colts have this same record, yes. But doesn't that mean we get ahead of them because it's a head-to-head tiebreaker?
I believe so.
Well, there you go. I'm rooting for the Texans.
You heard it here first. We know all the rules.
Okay, Eagles, Cardinals.
Okay, this is a fucking trap game.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's the spread?
Cardinals are -6 favorites.
Yeah, that's a trap.
But the Eagles just fucking beat the Saints.
With Jalen Hurts.
He rushed for 128 yards. I mean, like, Kyler and Jalen are very similar in play style. Kyler can sling it. Kyler can throw the ball. Not that Jalen can't, but, I mean, it's going to be a second NFL start. So I would look for Jalen to run it a little bit more here. Cardinals are fighting for their lives.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
Do you think they'll cover?
I don't know, dude.
Gun to my head, I will take them -6. I really will. I think the Cardinals are a better team. They beat up on the Giants, and the Giants are better than the Eagles, right?
We get called an anti-Eagles podcast, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we are. No, I mean, like, we should actually brand it like that.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Drew. But
here's what else. I like Jalen Hurts. I think that he is a baller, and I think that he will be the future of the Eagles, and I think it'll be good for them. But I don't think he's going to
beat. Look, they beat the Saints. Look, say something nice about the Saints. I mean, fuck. Say something nice about the Eagles. They beat the Saints, right? Mm-hmm. Say something
the
nice.
The Saints beat themselves. But
well, no, that's not saying something nice then. The Eagles.
I didn't agree to this.
The Eagles beat the Saints. I just feel like I don't want to come down on the Eagles. If we're against any team on this podcast,
no, listen.
We're an anti-Rams, LA Kings, Fraudland podcast.
Fuck the Jets. Are you kidding me?
And well, you hate Adam Gase. You're just an anti-Gase.
Yeah, I do. You're right. You know me so well.
So, but yes, back to the Cardinals, Eagles. I'm sorry for all you Eagles fans out there, but I'm taking the Cardinals -6.
I'm going to take the Cardinals -6 as well. Okay, we got Jets Rams. Oh, Jets fraud. Sorry.
LA Kings.
Listen
fraud,
to this shit. The Rams are 17.5 point favorites.
I'm taking the Jets.
No, don't do it. It's a trap. It's a trap. Listen, the Jets were -13 last week against the Seahawks, and I hammered it. I'm not doing that again. Yeah. I'm going to take the Rams to cover 17.5.
Yeah, I'll take the Rams too. They actually look good. The Rams.
They are good. I'm very much wondering if Sean McVay is becoming Bill Belichick in the sense of the first couple of games of the season are to figure it out. Like September is to figure it out, and then you play good football the rest of the year.
I mean,
if you
maybe.
Go 1-3, you go 2-2. It's whatever. You figure out what your offense and defense needs, and then you build around that moving forward.
Yeah, we'll take the Rams. Kings of fucking fraud land.
Here's the other thing that's crazy. So 43.5 point over under, which is, you know, that's middle of the road. But the implied like scores here of this game with a 17.5 point spread means that they don't think the Jets are going to score hardly any points.
Right.
I think the Jets would score like 6.
I still think that's kind of high, right? 43.5.
Yeah,
because
means the Jets are going to have to score 44 points to get the over.
Yeah, I'd probably take the under, but I'm not touching that total.
Yeah, enough.
But I would take that. I think I would take the Rams -17.5, whatever the fuck.
I am going to take the Rams. Okay, so we got the last afternoon game, Chiefs Saints. Chiefs are 3-point favorites. I'm going to take the Chiefs to win it. I'm definitely going to hammer the spread.
Only three.
Well, I think it's only 3 because they don't know if Drew Brees is playing yet, and they don't want people to hammer in.
I don't think Drew Brees is playing. I think he's fucked. When I say I think his ribs are fucking him, like internally, his guts.
Did you hear Sean Payton came out and was like, hey, yeah, we're going to give Jameis a shot at being the starting QB like next year if Drew Brees retires. And everyone was like super pissed at Sean Payton. They're like, you do realize that he's not under contract with you next year, right?
Well, and like, you do realize Taysom Hill has been your backup. So why would Jameis be the starter? I'm confused.
I just don't understand what they're doing over there. I mean, maybe if I'm not going to lie to you, if I'm Sean Payton, I've had a very successful career. I've got Super Bowl wins. When Drew Brees is out, I'm fucking out. I am done.
Mm.
I would light it on fire and I would fucking turn around and I would be done with it.
That's this year. Because
I think that organization
that's this year.
Well, no, seriously. Well, I don't know. Drew Brees might come back. I thought he was done last year.
I don't think he's coming back. I really do think this is Drew Brees' last year. 100%.
What do you think about the Sean Payton take then? Would you leave when Drew leaves or would you keep going?
I mean, he's pretty young, right? Sean Payton is pretty young compared to like fucking Bill Belichick and Mr. Chews Gum 24/7.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah. So
the new oldest head coach in the NFL is the interim head coach for the Texans.
For who?
The Texans, because they fired Bill O'Brien. I don't know the guy's name, but he is now the oldest head coach in the NFL.
That's funny. I don't know. I think if I was Sean Payton, I would maybe look for another team, but I don't think I'd hang it up.
I think that front office, the way they signed Kamara and they signed Michael Thomas, you're going to have some cap space issues, especially when you're trying to decide, like, are you going to go Taysom Hill? Are you going to go Jameis? Like, that's a decision, like an actual decision you're going to have to make that will impact your franchise for the next 3 years after this.
Getting back to this spread, I'm hammering the Chiefs. I don't understand how a team that just lost to the Eagles is still just plus three underdogs against the best team in football. I don't understand that. Explain it to me. I don't understand it.
Taysom Hill is a genius.
Taysom Hill's a genius? I just don't understand.
That must be it.
Like,
I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think this is a lock. Well, I think this is a lock.
The sports book's job is also, I mean, like, you're going to look at the Saints at +3 and you're going to go, well, the Saints are so fucking good. I mean, even without Drew Brees, I mean.
They just lost to the Eagles. Are they that good? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't either. That's why I'm hammering the Chiefs, because I know they're good. Maybe.
If Drew Brees comes back, if Drew Brees is in this game, I know he's probably not, but if he's playing like full health, like, what do you think? Are you in on the Chiefs or potentially getting upset?
No, I think honestly, I mean, okay, like maybe this is a hot take. Drew Brees hurts you if he comes back this week because he hasn't played in 5+ weeks. He's recovering from fractured, broken, punctured
rib cage destroyed.
Yeah, maybe if they've replaced his rib cage with titanium and he's like Wolverine.
The Tony Romo.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. Like, you're basically Wolverine now. And then maybe I would take the Saints. But no, I don't think Drew Brees plays any sort of factor on whether or not the Chiefs will absolutely ass blast them. Because that's what they're going to do. The Chiefs are going to kill the Saints. I'm hammering -3, and I might look at an alt spread because that's redonkulous.
Do you know Travis Kelce is leading the league in receiving yards?
Like, overall?
Yeah. Isn't that stupid?
Among, like, wide receivers, too?
Yes. Everybody.
Like, I would have probably thought, like, Tyreek Hill.
No, Tyreek Hill is number 3 or 4. He's 3 or 4 on the top 5. But Kelsey's 1.
Yeah, wow. I mean,
Kelsey's having a fucking season.
Yeah. No, what's he at?
It's, like, 1,200-something yards.
Jesus,
I want to say.
Wow. Good for him. You know who's leading the league in receptions?
Not Michael Thomas, not Slant Boy.
No, Stephon Diggs.
Is it Diggs? Yeah, I was gonna say it's Diggs.
He's got over 100.
Okay, so let's try to wrap this up here. We got Browns, Giants, Sunday
go
night.
Giants.
We got Browns,
please go Giants. Time. Please go Giants. Go Giants. Go. Go Giants. Go.
The Browns
go,
are 6-point Giants, favorites, go. And I'm gonna take the Browns to.
I'm taking the Giants. I'm taking the Giants, only because I don't want to bet on it.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
We need to
implement this because now the viewers can know that it's a totally emotionally placed bet by you, not like
yes.
a true.
No, I know. The Giants are going to lose. probably by 6 or more points to the Browns, but God damn it, I need the Browns to lose. Because this, for a fucking fact I know, if we have the same record as the Browns, who currently hold the second wild card spot in the AFC, we will be above them because we've already beaten them twice. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking fact. Take it to the bank. Sure. No, take it to the bank.
Okay. So then we got the Monday. Well, do you want to talk about the Monday night game?
Yeah, sure. Steelers, Bengals.
12.5-point favorites for the Steelers.
Fuck this game.
I'm taking the Bengals to cover 12.5. Fuck the Steelers.
Why, dude? The Bengals are trash.
Yeah, but the Steelers are bad.
I mean, they're bad, but they're not Bengals bad. I'm upset with
the Steelers. I think that the Steelers can't run. I think the Steelers cannot catch. I think the Steelers have a bunch of problems. And I think that if they were going to fuck up a game, it's going to be divisional. And it's at Bengals territory, man.
I would love the Bengals to upset the Steelers, because then that would actually
No. We're not talking upset. We're not talking upset. I'm just saying they're gonna cover a 12.5-point spread.
I mean, it is divisional. It's divisional.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
So yeah, I'll take the Bengals too. Because fuck the Steelers.
Sure, fuck it. Fuck the Steelers. What do we have? Me and you have two bets then?
We have the
Cowboys spread.
We have the Cowboys.
-3. And then what else did we bet on?
I don't think we bet on anything else.
Was it Bengals or was it Broncos Bills?
No, we said we'd circle back, and then I made the circle the wagon joke.
Yes, you did. I think I would circle back to that one.
Let me check. So we have just the 49ers Cowboys, and I really don't even feel that strongly about this game, which is funny. I will take the Washington football team if you want to take the Seahawks.
Is this overall or is it spread?
It's spread.
I'm just checking. What is the spread on this game? Is it
I don't know. You said it.
No, I know, but I don't listen to myself talk. It is.
I don't listen to you talk either.
So you want the Washington football team +6.
And I have the 49ers -3. That sounds like a
trap game. That sounds awful.
Okay, great. Because that's the game that we said we'd circle back to. We said the Bills, Broncos.
No, I know. I'll take Seahawks at -6, and I've got Cowboys at -3.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm right, getting
$300 a piece.
Yeah. that is everything.
That's it. That's the way it goes. We're done.
Well,
never make another episode.
I want to talk one last thing. I have gotten into buying and selling Pokemon cards.
What is wrong with you?
Let me tell you, Andrew. I just made my first purchase off the Facebook Marketplace today. I got a Poliwhirl first edition, dude. Okay. Listen. Okay. There's a whole market. Listen, there's a whole market.
And it's huge right now. It's bigger than it's ever been right now.
Because of Pokemon Go.
Yes.
And, you know, all the other Pokemon games that come out. But listen.
Well, there's a bunch of YouTube content going on right now, too. They're pushing out a bunch of new cards, like new card content.
Really? So.
Yes.
I got first edition 1999 Poliwhirl. It's a shadow. Do you know what a shadowless card is?
Sure.
Do you?
No.
Okay. So
maybe. Who wants to know?
In the image boxes of the Pokemon cards, okay, there's a drop shadow that usually occurs. However, if you go back far enough to the 1999 base set, okay, first edition, and then there's actually another edition that came right after the first edition, and they don't have a drop shadow. And that's when you know you have a very rare like Pokemon card that people want. And so I'm not done. Listen, I got edition shadowless Poliwhirl, okay? And I'm not gonna tell you how much I bought it for, but, cause that's secret. But I guarantee you, if I hold on to this bad boy for 5 years, It will increase its value tenfold, at least.
Okay.
At least.
Assuming we're still alive.
Yes, obviously. Well, that's, yes. Assuming I haven't hung myself from the ceiling fan by that time.
The Ravens missed the playoffs by just that much on some weird triple double rule bullshit. The Titans scored a touchdown, so that means that technically they don't make the playoffs.
I actually am looking at a shadowless Pidgey Pokemon card right now.
what's actually kind of funny is you're hitting on a point. We don't really talk about this on the show very often, but we're rare. I feel like I'm a rare breed. Like, I'm really, really into sports and sports betting, but I'm also like just the world's biggest nerd. Like Dungeons and Dragons and like Pokemon and all that kind of shit. Like, we love all that shit. Yes. So I'm curious to see what part of our audience intermingles.
Yeah, I know.
Some of these interests.
I'm a huge Pokemon guy. I play Pokemon Go every single fucking day. Every single fucking day I play Pokemon Go.
I haven't opened Pokemon Go in such a long time.
And I had all the like Game Boy games growing up and everything like that. Gen 1 and Gen 2 were like my jam. I like fell off of like once Gen 3 hit, I kind of like fell off. But then I came back with like Pokemon Go, and now I'm fucking all in.
Now you're here to stay.
So now I'm focusing mostly on these 1999 Shadowless Pokemon cards, but I'm looking the rarest card in the Pokemon universe.
Can
in
I trading. Guess?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
It's Snorlax.
No, this one's pretty obvious. It's a starter, Final Evolution.
Charizard?
Yes. Charizard. Yeah, so this first edition Shadowless card that I got at Poliwhirl, there's a holographic Charizard in the same base set that is that's Shadowless and holographic, and it's first edition, and it's worth like $20,000, and it's the most expensive. Yeah. It's the most expensive. Now, then that's just the card. Now, I've seen other cards that were like first prints, like they were like test prints. And so I saw one of Blastoise where the front was Blastoise. It was a holographic Blastoise card.
Mm-hmm.
And the back of it was Magic the Gathering. And it's a real card because the company was producing both at the same time. And it was a test run. And I think only like four of them exist in the world.
That's almost more valuable.
It is. It's sold I'll for take like that 200 over
20 grand any day.
Dude, it's sold for like 200 grand. So
that's ridiculous. I cannot imagine that.
But it's not a real card. Like, it's just like it's a fake card.
I mean,
card.
It exists.
It exists, but it's not a real Pokemon card because it has fucking it's magic. It's not it has concrete. Magic the Gathering on the back. This is like art. It's honestly like art. You buy paintings, you sell paintings. I mean, this is paintings.
What the fuck?
Paintings
grabbing
increase
my Pollock off the fucking wall. You know what time it is? It's grapefruit time.
Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blind Mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause baths are for babies.